39-38, a one-point win for HTRS after trailing throughout the contest. Up next, the boys' varsity ball game. Before we do that, we do want to update you on a final score from Fall City. John Nixon is on the air over on our sister station, KTNC, and the first half of his doubleheaders saw the Fall City Tiger girls defeat Conestoga by a single point. The final, Fall City 36, Conestoga 35, a one-point win for the Fall City girls. John Nixon had the call for you. He's over on KTNC. We're going to move right to the starting lineups for our boys' varsity contest, and here to share the starters is Dalton Knippelmeyer.
All right, starting lineups here for the boys' varsity contest. First for the visitors, the HRS Titans, 5'11 sophomore Hunter Bowling, 6'2 senior Jack Hunzecker, 6' sophomore Brogan Dunlap, 6'2 senior Brant Leach, and a 6'2 senior Ryken Davis.
The Titans are coached by Coach Mike Sharp. They are 2-12 on the season. And, you know, Dalton, they came very, very close to picking up their third win Tuesday night against Pawnee City. They got down 19-3 after one quarter and managed to battle back and tie that ball game up at 38-all late in the fourth, and then ended up letting it slip away at the end. So don't underestimate the HTRS Titans. Let's take a look at the Johnson County Central starters.
And for the home team, the JCC Thunderbirds, a 6' freshman, Wes Swanson, a 6'3 senior, Brandon Speckman, a 6' sophomore, Alex Cruz, a 6'2 senior, Cameron Schuster, and a 6'3 sophomore, Keegan Jones.
And the Thunderbirds, 7-7, and even .500 on the season. They're coached by head coach Kirk Ferris. Well, we learned the protocol during the girls' game here. When they introduced the Johnson County Central starters, they turn off the house lights, and we find ourselves sitting in the dark. It's quite a production. They've got a video wall up here with a video screen. They bring out some red LEDs they set on the floor for the players to run through in the dark, and it's very, very much like what the University of Nebraska does in Nebraska's home games. That's what they do for their boys here. I do think we're going to have a national anthem here prior to the boys' game. We didn't have a national anthem at the girls' contest. So we'll have that. That'll be followed by the introduction of starters. So right now we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Hey, welcome you back inside Johnson County Central High School as we're getting set here for our second half of our doubleheader, the boys' game between the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds and the HTRS Titans. And once again, we just lost all the house lights. We find ourselves sitting here in the dark while they introduce the players for Johnson County Central gives us a chance to remind you that we'll be on the air again tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3 with high school basketball. Tomorrow, the Sacred Heart Irish will be traveling to Pawnee City to take on the Pawnee City Indians, a girl-boy doubleheader. The girls' game scheduled to tip off somewhere around 6 o'clock, followed by the boys' varsity contest. I'll have the call for you on that one. It will be right here on Sunny 101.3. Again, that'll be the Sacred Heart Irish and the Pawnee City Indians coming up tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. Looking down the road, Dalton Knippelmeyer, I know we're going to be making a trip to Johnson Brock soon. On Thursday the 26th, I will be at Johnson Brock for the Sacred Heart Irish and the Johnson Brock Eagles. On Tuesday the 24th, I will be in Falls City with the Auburn Bulldogs. Both of those games next week, Tuesday and Thursday, on Sunny 101.3. And then on Friday night, I'll be traveling to Weeping Water with the Falls City Tigers over on KGMC. All right, we're ready to get underway here. HTRS has broken their huddle. They're out at midcourt, ready to jump it up. Thunderbirds getting their last movement instructions here from Coach Kirk Ferris. In to jump it up, Brandon Speckman. He'll jump it against Brent Leach. The official steps in. Here's our tip. Controlled by Johnson County Central. Coming down with the basketball, Keegan Jones. Jones gets the outlet pass up to the top of the key. They give it to Wes Swanson, the point guard. Swanson, a six-foot freshman, out here at the point guard for the Thunderbirds. Swanson with his pink shoes. They're pretty easy to spot. There's a shot for three up from the right wing. Follow shot, put back up and good by Cam Schuster. Cameron Schuster has the first 2 points of the ball game. Johnson County Central jumps out 2-0. There's a pass wide of the mark in the corner. Goes out of bounds into the band students as they're exiting the building. Turnover for HTRS gives it right back to Johnson County Central. 7:29 to play first quarter. Opening minute just underway here in the boys' varsity contest. Wes Swanson beats to the right side to Schuster. Back up top to Swanson. Cam Schuster hit the deuce a minute ago. A cross-court pass near side. Brandon Speckman with the basketball. Speckman looks to Keegan Jones in the corner. They clean it back between the rings. On the right side baseline, trying to move toward the hoop in traffic. Comes to the left elbow to Speckman. Speckman in the paint. Jump shot 5 feet away. Up and good. Brandon Speckman with his first 2 points. Johnson County up 4-0. We've played a minute. HTRS with the basketball. Almost turned over. It's loose on the floor. Everybody going after it. Touch last by HTRS. Down there battling for that loose basketball was Brant Leach. He touched it last, and Johnson County Central will have the ball. T-Birds in their white jerseys, white pants with the gold numerals. HTRS, navy blue with white numerals. Shot up off the rim doesn't go. A try for three from the corner goes out of bounds. It'll be HTRS's basketball. I'll check that. It's going to be Johnson County Central's ball in the corner. Inbounded up to Swanson. Wes Swanson has set the offense to the left elbow. Inside the paint. Oh, they tried to bounce pass, trying to feed it underneath Keegan Jones. Now they do get it into the corner to Cam Schuster. Schuster back to the top of the circle with it. Around the horn left wing. In traffic. Ball tipped away and stolen. Coming up with it is Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap had a big night. 19 points Tuesday night in the game against Pawnee City. HTRS with the basketball. Hunter Bowling to set the offense. Man-to-man defense by Johnson County Central. On the dribble is Jack Hunsicker. He can't penetrate to the paint. At the free throw line, kicks it to the left wing to Brant Leach. Leach driving lay-in. Couldn't get it to fall, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called.
The first foul of the ball game will be on Keegan Jones for the Thunderbirds. His first personal first team foul.
At the free throw line for HTRS, Brant Leach. Leach will be shooting two shots. The first one is up, rims around, and off of there wouldn't go. HTRS had a dickens of a time at the line in the girls' game. They only went 1 out of 8 in the second half, 3 for 12 for the ball game. Brant Leach here shooting the second one. It's up, and this one is good. 4-1 your score. Johnson County Central with the early lead. T-Birds basketball, Wes Swanson on the move. Swanson now kicks out to the right side with it. On the right elbow to Cruz. Here's a long three that's up by Swanson. Off no good. Ball fought for on the floor. Everybody diving after it. Finally a whistle and a held ball is called. Down there on the floor diving after it was Hayden Husky, who's in the ball game for Johnson County Central. Husky was battling down there with Hunter Bowling. A little bit of a pressure now in backcourt being applied by Johnson County Central. Downcourt pass into the corner, driving baseline left side. Ball tipped away out of bounds. Husky knocked it away, knocked it out of the hands of Brent Leach. Hell inbounded on the baseline. Hunsicker around the top of the key to Bowling. Into the corner. Leach for three. Left side, no. Tipped out of there. Ball comes right back to Hunsicker, rather. Hunsicker into the corner left side. Now a three from the corner by Leach. It's up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, try for putback, will go. And the rebound pulled down by Cam Schuster. Fast break. Here's Swanson. Little floater on the left side, up and good. Wes Swanson got down the floor in a hurry. Got behind the HTRS defense. Hunter Bowling turns the ball over. It's loose, grabbed up in the air, out of the air. Reichen Davis feeds it to the left side to his teammate. Shot is up. Dunlap couldn't get it to go. Down court in a hurry. Johnson County Central. Spin move, baseline, right side of the basket. They feed it underneath. Shot is up, won't go down. That shot put up by Speckman. Rebound back the other way. Dunlap all the way in, wants to go up with a shot. Has the ball stripped away. Reichen Davis feeds to Dunlap. His shot from point blank range won't go. And the rebound to Johnson County Central's Alex Cruz. Cruz has it to Swanson. To the left side, open look. Husky from the corner for three. Got it. Aiden Husky hits a three from the corner. Johnson County Central has jumped out to an 8-point lead, 9-1 here. 4:24 to go in the first quarter. Reichen Davis, they wanted to travel there. Johnson County fans thought he took a step. Driving, laying up, off, no good. Won't go down for Hunsicker. Rebound, Johnson County Central. They push the ball down in a hurry. Fall away jump shot in the paint. Up, off, no good. That shot put up by Speckman. And the rebound comes down to Dunlap. Dunlap will set it up offensively. Hands the ball on the right elbow. Just a little handoff over here. Gives it to Hunsicker. Back up to Bowling. Bowling between defenders. A cross-court pass. Hunsicker. Hunsicker had an open look there. Elected not to take the shot. Feeds Dunlap. Lob pass in traffic. Baseline in the paint. Turnaround shot off the glass up. Won't go down for Brant Leach, but he'll be fouled, and Leach will be at the line once again, shooting two shots.
Foul for the Thunderbirds on Hayden Husky, his first personal second team foul for the Thunderbirds.
Brant Leach at the free throw line. He's one out of two from the line, has HTRS's only point. This one is short, hits the front of the rim.
Checking back in for the Thunderbirds is Keegan Jones, and also checking in is Aiden Weber.
Jones back in there after starting, Aiden Weber in for the first time. Brant Leach, second free throw is on the way, it's good. Well, he's established a pattern. He missed one, made one, missed one, made one. He's two for four. Reichen Davis comes out of the ballgame, and to replace him will be Alex Kozel. Kozel into the lineup. He's a 5'9 junior. 3:37 to go, first quarter, 9-2. Johnson County Central up by seven. Husky feeds the ball inside. Back to Husky for three from the corner. It's off the rim, no. Rebound, Schuster, follow shot, put back up, and good. Cam Schuster has 4 points. And it's 11-2. The lead is 9 once again for Johnson County Central. Ball nearly stolen away. Coming up with it is Hunsicker. Now it does get away off the fingertips of Hunter Bowling. And Johnson County Central will have the ball back. T-Birds up 11-2. Timeout taken on the floor. 3:14 to go first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer with you back here at Johnson County Central. Dalton, we've played 5.5 minutes or 4.5 minutes here, and the Titans yet without a field goal. JCC with the basketball top of the key. Aiden Weber, here's a three from the left elbow that's up by Swanson, does not go. Rebound comes down to HTRS's Hunter Bowling. Bowling is trapped down there, needed help. Got the outlet pass finally out to Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap comes down the left sideline where he will be fouled.
Fouls on Aiden Husky, his second personal foul, third team foul for the Thunderbirds. Checking in for the Thunderbirds is Brandon Speckman. He'll get Aiden Husky out with two fouls.
Speckman, a 6'3 senior, very active under the basket on the boards. At least he was when I watched him play at Mudeikis. Here's HTRS with a shot off the glass, up and good. Nice move to the bucket by Ellis Kozel. Kozel gets the first two-pointer, the first field goal of the game for HTRS, coming with 2:37 to go here in the first quarter. 11-4 your score, JCC. Up by 7, Johnson County Central handling the ball. This is Wes Swanson. He plays catch with Aiden Weber at the top of the key. Weber with the basketball, dribbles between the rings, tries to go to the baseline underneath, looking for Cam Schuster. Pass stolen away under there by Hunter Bowling. Bowling down court quickly, feeds it to the right side to Kozel. He launches a three that doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot, put back up, and good is Brant Leach. Leach with the put back. He has 4 points. It's 11-6. HTRS back within 5. Johnson County Central. On the attack is Aiden Weber. To the left side, Wes Swanson. Oh, nice feed. Swanson put it in traffic. Got it inside. Shot is up, but won't fall. Getting a point-blank range shot was Keegan Jones. Couldn't get it down. And then Jones, out of frustration, I think, is going to pick up the foul here.
It is on Keegan Jones' second personal foul, 14 foul for the Thunderbirds.
Alex Cruz back onto the floor for Johnson County Central. Sitting down, Keegan Jones with two personals, 11-6. Here's a pass stolen away. Fast break, 3-on-2, all the way in, driving layup, floater up off the glass, no. Rebound, follow shot, put back, can't get it. Everybody had a shot at it under there, thought sure that Aiden Weber was going to get it down, but wouldn't fall. HTRS with the ball. Here's a three from the left side, up and good. With the three is Jack Hunsicker, his first bucket, and it's a two-point contest. 11-9 now. HTRS back within 2, a minute 22 to play in the first quarter. Wes Swanson running the offense here. They feed it to the corner to Schuster. Inside it goes, moving to the hoop, shot up and off, no good. Putting the shot up under the basket was Brandon Speckman. The rebound to HTRS. Hunter Bowling picked up by Wes Swanson at midcourt in pressure defense. Bowling goes to the left side. They say he carried the ball. Big turnover there. Subs into the ball game.
Yep, and for the Thunderbirds, number 13, Jack Waring, and for the Titans, Riken Davis is back in.
Timeout taken on the floor. 1:02 to go here in the first quarter. 11-9, JCC up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or see us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's a two-point ball game. JCC up 11-9. Johnson County Central, the T-Birds have the basketball with Wes Swanson in charge, running the offense at the top of the key. Swanson, ball tipped away with the steal the other direction. Kozel driving layup, follow shot, put back up and good by Brogan Dunlap. Kozel missed the uncontested lay-in. Dunlap, the putback, we're tied at 11. Here's Schuster in the paint, up to Swanson at the top of the circle. Inside, fall-away shot, up, off, no good. Rebound, Bowling. Falling to the floor. Going down hard was Brandon Speckman. Bowling to the top of the key. A ball stolen right back. Speckman on the fast break. One-on-one. Moves to the hoop. Shot is up. No whistle. Foul's going to be called on HTRS. We're going to put Speckman at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Foul for the Titans is on Brogan Dunlap. His first personal first team foul for the Titans.
At the free throw line, Brandon Speckman. He has 2 points on one field goal. This will be his first attempt from the charity stripe. Shot is up. No. It's the front of the rim. Couldn't get it to go down. Back into the ballgame. Hayden Husky checks in now, replacing Cam Schuster. Brandon Speckman from the land of the free here. Shot is up and good. He got it down. He's got 3 points, one out of two from the line. And that puts JCC back up by one. Here's a travel and a turnover by Brogan Dunlap. Good defense by Wes Swanson. Forced that turnover out here near midcourt. Another sub in now for HTRS.
Coming into the ballgame for the first time for the Titans is Brennan Vaughn.
Vaughn had a very active game in that JV contest played earlier here tonight. All right, JCC's basketball. It's Wes Swanson to set it up. Swanson's pass to the right side. Over to Jack Waring, who's in the ballgame now. Around the horn, left elbow, Brandon Speckman. Here's a long three from the left wing that's put up and off, no good. That shot launched by Alex Cruz. Shot of the buzzer, good for three. Who got it? Just made a three-pointer to put HCRS up 14-12. We'll take a one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, Bart, here it is, a brand new year. What does Farm and City Supply have to offer in the new year?
Well, Duggar, first we'd like to offer our thanks to all of our patrons, past, present, and future. We look forward to continued successes for everybody, and we'd like to invite you into Farm and City Supply, where we've got the greatest selection of farm hardware clothing there is around.
You can find it, folks. It's on North 73 Highway, Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The live action JCC with the ball. Here's a three from the left wing, up and off, no good. Put up by Cruz. The rebound comes down to HTRS. We'll tell you about that end of the quarter shot if you probably couldn't hear us over the crowd reaction. As Brendan Vaughn hit a three-quarter court shot for a three-pointer at the buzzer to end that first quarter. That put HTRS up 14-12 after one period. Here's a ball tipped out of bounds that's going to be touched last by Johnson County Central. HTRS will have it. Brendan Vaughn, 5'10 sophomore, had just checked into the ballgame moments before as a sub.
15 seconds there,
yeah. Launched that puppy from three-quarters court at the buzzer, and down it went. This is Ryken Davis with the ball. Feeds it to the right side. Floater, shot off the glass, up and good by Brant Leach. And the Titans have turned things around here. They're up now by four, 16-12. All right, JCC, Speckman with the ball. Feeds up to Swanson. Looking for Husky under the basket. Cruz from the left side for three. Off, no good. And the rebound to Bowling. He's double-teamed under there. Gets his outlet pass out to Dunlap. Rogan Dunlap will bring the ball up court. 16-12, HTRS up by four after trailing throughout the entire first quarter. Dunlap feeds the ball up to Jack Hunsicker. Again, off to Bowling with it. Hunter Bowling holds the ball. Dribbles to the right elbow, now backs out between the rings. He's at the top of the free throw circle, picks up his dribble to the left elbow. Puts a pass over to the left side and a whistle and a foul. He got the ball over to Brant Leach, but Leach gets fouled over there.
Foul is called on Brandon Speckman, his first personal 15 foul for the Thunderbirds.
It'll be HTRS's basketball to inbound it. The inbound pass. They toss it into Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap guarded one-on-one here by Alex Cruz. To the right side, Hunter Bowling. Bowling feeds it underneath in traffic. Shot is up and good on the baseline. Put in by Brant Leach. Leach with 8 points now. And it's 18-12. What a turnaround in the ballgame. All of a sudden, 6 points up for HTRS. Swanson to the left elbow. They feed it inside Cam Schuster. Ball stolen away with the tip. Dunlap has it all the way, driving layup. Up off, no good. Dunlap, rebound. Ryken Davis, follow shot up and good. Ryken Davis got it to fall, and it's a 20-12 lead now for HTRS. Timeout taken, Johnson County Central. 5:46 to play in the second period. HTRS up by 8, 20-12. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball, the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. you'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Colton Knippelmeyer and I just visiting here off the air during the commercial. The Titans trailed 11-2 early in the ballgame. They have gone on an 18-1 run and now lead the ballgame 20-12, and it was all spurred by that big three-point bucket at the buzzer put up by Brendan Vaughn from three-quarter court. 20-12 now. JCC needs a basket. Here's Swanson driving. Little floater. Shot up and good. All right, Swanson. Wes Swanson says that's enough. Time to get some points on the board for the freshman. Now HTRS the other direction. Jack Hunsicker in the corner. Feeds into Hunter Bowling. Fall away shot. Bowling doesn't get it. It traveled. It'll be a turnover. Give the ball back to Johnson County Central.
Checking into the game for the Titans is Alex Kojoil. He gets broken Dunlap for break.
All right, 5:20 to go in the first half. 20-14. The lead is 6 now for HTRS after they led it 20-12 there momentarily. Here's a three that's up and good from the left elbow. Nailing the three is Alex Cruz, and Johnson County Central has come battling back here with a vengeance. Underneath right side, they feed it to Ryken Davis. Davis lays it up off the glass and got it. Ryken Davis with his second basket, and in just a short period of time, the lead is back to 5. There's Speckman, feeds it underneath to Schuster. Shot is up and good. Well, Johnson County Central, after that timeout, is coming back and fighting into this thing pretty quickly here. Here's a three from the corner, left side, rims in and out. 22-19, the lead is 3. Swanson down court, all the way to the baseline, driving, laying up and good by Keegan Jones, his first bucket. And just like that, it's a one-point ball game. Well, I don't know what coach said to him during the timeout, but Kirk Ferris must have had some magic words down there for his players.
All
with
right.
4:22 to go here in the first half, 22-21, another sub.
Brogan Dunlap comes back in after getting some bio freeze put on his shoulder there.
All right, the inbound pass to Jack Hunsicker. Across finds Bowling. Hunter Bowling gets a pick set by Ryken Davis. Inside Hunsicker, driving a little reverse lay-in. No, rebound try for follow shot, Brogan Dunlap. Whistle and a foul. We'll put Dunlap at the line where he'll be shooting 2 shots.
Foul is on Brandon Speckman, his second personal, 16th foul for the Thunderbirds.
Dunlap's first attempt from the free throw line, shooting 2 shots here. He has 2 points on a field goal thus far in the ballgame. He can tie it or put his team back up by 2. Shot is up off the back of the rim, doesn't go. He'll have a second shot coming. Brogan Dunlap with 2 points. 4:08 to go in the first half. 22-21. HTRS up by 1. Dunlap's second free throw is up, and it is good. Got the roll. A friendly bounce there. Got it to drop. He has 3 points. And the lead is 2 now for HTRS. This is Wes Swanson with the dribble. Swanson, bounce pass to the right side. Goes to Speckman with it. Brandon Speckman feeds inside, moving to the hoop. Shot is up. Nice move to the basket by Keegan Jones. Jones with 4 points. We're tied at 23 all. Boy, this has been a momentum-shifting game here, back and forth. Dunlap is double-teamed, feeds into Bowling. Bowling goes to Ryken Davis. Davis has his shot blocked. Bowling grabs the loose basketball. They'll reset the offense. Bowling in the paint, driving layup. Wait a minute.
Legal screen called here on, I believe it's on Ryken Davis. It is. His first personal, second team foul for the Titans.
Ryken Davis doing his best to get in the way of the defender out there and ended up getting called for the foul. All right, Swanson with a turnaround three from the corner that doesn't go. Schuster had it for a moment. Then it went out of bounds off of Schuster's hands. It'll belong to HTRS. 3 minutes, 24 seconds to play, second quarter here at Tecumseh. We're all tied up 23 apiece in this boys' varsity contest. HTRS with the basketball. They look for Davis. Ball tipped away from Davis, going to be grabbed up. On the fast break comes Cruz. Cruz collides with the defender. Davis comes up with it. Gets it forward. Driving lay-in off the glass. Up and good by Jack Hunsicker. Ryken Davis with the assist to get the ball out to him.
Hunsicker pass from the big man there.
Breakaway layup. 25-23 now. HTRS back up by 2 after Johnson County had tied things up. Here's the ball turned over. ACRS comes up with it. It's Brant Leach with the dribble. Brant Leach into forecourt to Bowling. Bowling is triple teamed on the baseline. Back up top with it. Here's a three from the top of the key. That's good by Jack Hunsaker.
The bank is open, Randy.
Yeah, bank it off the glass. 28-23. What a momentum change back and forth between these teams. A big momentum swing. There's a steal on the baseline. Great job recovering by Brant Leach. Then they throw it away on the fast break, looking down court, trying to find Jack Hunsaker. Hunter Bowling's pass went wide of the mark, out of bounds, and it'll belong to Johnson County Central.
Subs in the ballgame here for the Titans. Alex Cozuelo checks in, and Jackson Houghton is in for the Thunderbirds.
Jackson Houghton making his first appearance of the evening here. Jackson, a 5'6 sophomore. 2:15 to go in the first half, 28-23. In traffic, no place to go toward the basket. Here's a three on the way for Swanson, off no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Cam Schuster. Cameron Schuster has 8 points now. Into forecourt, this is Jack Hunsaker with the ball. HTRS up by three, 28-25. Kozel in traffic, nowhere to go. Bounce pass to the corner, deep baseline left side. No shot there. Back up to Hunter Bowling it comes. Now Bowling wants to penetrate. Oh, nice pass from Bowling on the baseline. Fall away, jump shot up. No, wouldn't drop. That shot put up by Brogan Dunlap. Wes Swanson with the rebound. 95 seconds to play in the first half. Swanson for three in the tie. Got it. Wes Swanson hits the three. We're tied at 28 all. Now Bowling turns it over on a fast break down court. Swanson has a two-on-two fast break going. He'll pull up for a shot in the lane and got it. Wes Swanson has 9 points. The lead goes back to Johnson County Central, 30-28. Driving lay-in. The other end is up and good. Getting the lay-in. The shot was put up on the baseline. Alex Kozel got the basket. Kozel for the two. All tied to 30 apiece. Wes Swanson sets the offense for Johnson County. To Brandon Speckman, right wing. Back to Swanson. Down to the left side. Handling the ball. That's Houghton. The sophomore. Bounce pass into Schuster. Underneath. Shot is up. Won't go. Try for putback. Won't go. Two shots underneath, but Keegan Jones couldn't get it. And finally, coming down with the rebound was Brant Leach. Down court from the right side for three. The shot is up and good by Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap hits the three. Makes it 33-30. HTRS. 25 seconds to play here in the first half. Wes Swanson backs it out. The T-Birds will play for one shot, down by three, 33-30. 15 seconds to go here in the first half. Wes Swanson standing inside the midcourt circle with the dribble. Now works to the left wing with the basketball at 8 seconds. Beast of the corner left side. Here's a three on the way. Cam Schuster off the iron. No. Swanson rebound. Try for put back up. He'll get it. The basket counts for Swanson. Nice job getting the put back before the buzzer. And that pulls JCC back within one. Our halftime score is HTRS 33, Johnson County Central 32. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Then we'll be back with a Highland Community College halftime scoring recap right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lensman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Fast global solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines. Conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson County Central High School. It's halftime. The HTRS T-Birds, or HTRS Titans, rather, leading Johnson County Central's T-Birds 33-32. It's time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here with a look at the first half numbers is Dalton Knippelmeyer.
First for the visitors, the HTRS Titans, Brennan Vaughn was that crazy about half-court buzzer beater there at the end of the first quarter. He's got three. Jack Hunzecker with two trays and a deuce for eight. Brogan Dunlap with a two-point field goal and a three-point field goal, plus adding one from the free throw line for six. Alex Kozel with two field goals for four. Grant Leach with three field goals and two of four from the free throw line for 8 points. And then you got Ryken Davis, 4 points from the field for the total score of 33 for the Titans. And for the Thunderbirds, Wes Watson leads the way for them with 11 points. Brandon Speckman with a field goal and one for two from the free throw line for 3 points. Hayden Husky with a tray for three. Alex Cruz with a tray for three. Cameron Schuster with four field goals for 8 points. And then Keegan Jones with two field goals for 4 points for their total of 32.
Another stat for you there in the first half. HTRS went 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. Johnson County Central hit 1 of 2 attempts from the charity stripe. At the half, HTRS leading Johnson County Central 33-32. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here, update you with the latest weather forecast and other 2 minutes of information, and then we'll have third quarter action coming up live from Johnson County Central High School. You're listening to Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Dauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 20. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs around 36. Cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 20. Mid-30s Saturday with a chance for mixed precipitation. Low 30s Sunday. 1 to 2 inches of snow Saturday through Saturday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson County Central High School here in Tecumseh. Randy Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer with you. It's halftime. The HTRS Titans leading the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 33-32 in the girls' game completed earlier this evening. HTRS got the win over the T-Birds 39-38, a one-point win for HTRS. Other scores we have for you tonight, the game's being heard live over on our sister station KTNC. The Fall City Lady Tigers got a win tonight over the Conestoga Cougars by a single point. The final score, Fall City 36, Conestoga 35. And in the boys' game going on right now on Sunny at halftime, Conestoga leading Fall City 24-22. The Cougars up by two over the Fall City Tigers at halftime. John Nixon has the call for you on that one over on KTMC. Here, Dalton, we got a barn burner.
Yeah, it's very close so far.
First half of momentum switches here. If you weren't tuned in, it was 11-2, Johnson County Central up, and then HTRS went on an 18-0 run. An 18-0 run to take a 20-12 lead. The three-point bucket at the buzzer from three-quarter court by Brennan Vaughn gave them a 14-12 first-quarter lead. And now up by one are the Titans at halftime. Back to live action with the basketball, HTRS, to open it up here. Jack Hunsicker, a cross-court pass to the right side. Finds Leach with it up to Hunter Bowling. Ryken Davis sets a pick. Bowling feeds it to the corner. Back to the top of the circle. This is Jack Hunsicker. Hunsicker backs it out. A cross-court pass near side. Driving toward the bucket. A three-second violation. Ryken Davis got caught camping out under there a little too long under the basket. You don't see a lot of three-second violations, but when you do, it's usually after the official has given the kid two or three warnings.
And it's always a bad feeling when it's caught on you.
Yeah.
It's not great.
They'll usually warn you a couple times to get out of that lane, and if you don't. Here's a jump shot from the right side up off no good. Swanson with the rebound. Flips it back out to his teammate for the putback. Can't get it. Rebound to Davis. Down court pass. Fast break. Dunlap under the basket. Couldn't get there. Feeds it underneath. Turnaround shot up and good. is Brent Leach. Leach with the first 2 points of the second half. 35-32. HTRS by three. Johnson County Central with the basketball. Wes Swanson to the left elbow to Cruz. Back up top it comes to Swanson. Now Brandon Speckman has the basketball. Swanson for three from the right side. It's off the rim. No, and the rebound to Hunter Bowling. Bowling, bounce pass down court. Moving into the corner, right side is Hunsicker. Back to the top of the circle. Dunlap for three. Got it. Logan Dunlap, his second three-pointer of the night. He's got nine. And just like that, HTRS has jumped back out to a six-point advantage. Timeout taken, Johnson County Central. 6:33 to go, third quarter, 38-32. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Basketball back to live action. Wes Swanson puts it all over into the left elbow to Brandon Speckman, up to Swanson. He thought about the three, kicks it to the right elbow. Here's a three on the way off the rim. No, but a whistle and a foul. Putting up the shot was Ellis Cruz. He was fouled, and he will go to the free throw line to shoot three shots.
Fouls on Brent Leach's first personal, first team foul for the Titans in
That's
the second half.
Only the third total foul in the ballgame so far on the Titans. Free throw is up. The first one is good. Alex Cruz with a chance to shoot three here. The rare three-point free throw situation. Second one is up. It's good also. Alex Cruz making the most of his opportunities at the charity stripe. Cruz, second free throw, or third free throw is on the way, and it is in and out of there. Well, he got two out of three. Makes it 38-34. HTRS up by 4 points. 6:15 to go, third quarter. Hunter Bowling on the dribble. Cam Schuster comes out to harass him a little bit. Bowling dribbles away from him and feeds to Dunlap. Dunlap feeds to the left elbow. Into the hands of Jack Hunsicker. Hunsicker found an opening. Oh, nice feed to the right side. Shot up on the baseline. Offensive foul. An offensive foul is going to be called on the Titans on the baseline left side. Who did they put that one on?
On Brent Leach, the second personal second team foul for the Titans.
All right. The ball goes back to Johnson County Central. They're down by four, 38-34. Thunderbirds trying to cut into this lead here. Bounce pass to the baseline left side. Schuster had it for a moment. Back to Wes Swanson, top of the key. Now Brandon Speckman holds the ball to the right wing. Has it tipped away and stolen by Dunlap. Dunlap against Swanson. Shot is up. No. Ball is loose on the floor. Rebound. Try for putback. Hook shot off the glass. No. A little hook off the right side put up by Jack Hunsicker. I haven't seen a hook shot in a long time. All the way underneath is Schuster. Ball tipped away. Loose to the basket. Driving toward the hoop is Schuster. Shot is up. Whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Cam Schuster at the line. He'll be shooting two shots.
A foul's on Reichen Davis, his second personal 13th foul for HGRS in the second half.
At the free throw line will be Cam Schuster. Free throw is up and in and out. He'll get another one. Schuster has 8 points. They came on four field goals, all back in the first half. Looking for his second free throw here for Cam Schuster. It's up, and this one is good. He's got nine in the ballgame. Makes it 38-35, HTRS by three in traffic. Bowling dribbled between three defenders in the paint. They feed it to Reichen Davis. Shot is up and good. Nice assist to get the ball to Reichen Davis by Brant Leach, and Davis capitalized, put it off the glass, dropped it in. 40-35, the lead is back to five for HTRS in traffic. Speckman kicks it to the corner. There's a three from the left side by Cruz. Alex Cruz, his second three-pointer of the night. He had a couple of free throws just a moment ago. Makes it 40-38. Here's a steal. Speckman's going to take it in. Oh, it tried to feed it underneath. Stolen away nicely by Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap played that perfectly on defense. Stepped in front of the bounce pass and got the steal. He's triple-teamed. Somebody's got to be open. There's three players on Dunlap. Underneath, fall-away shot, baseline, no. Whistle, foul. I think Reichen Davis got shoved from behind here.
It's on Keegan Jones, his third personal first team foul for the Thunderbirds in the second half.
Keegan Jones will set down with three personals. Hayden Husky, 6'3 senior, checks in to replace him. Husky into the ballgame. HTRS basketball under the paint, forcing up a shot on the baseline. Under the bucket was Brogan Dunlap. He was fouled, and Dunlap will go to the line.
Foul is on Alex Cruz, his first personal second team foul for the Thunderbirds.
Brogan Dunlap, one out of two from the line so far tonight. He has 9 points in the game. Here shooting two shots. The first one rims off. This has not been a good night of free throw shooting, both in the girls' game and here in the boys' contest. HTRS's girls only went 1 out of 8 in the second half from the line. Second shot is up and good for Dunlap. That puts HTRS back up by 3, 41-38 with 4:24 to play in the third quarter here at Tecumseh. Johnson County Central, Cruz puts it into the corner. In traffic, moving toward the basket. It's taken away by Ryken Davis. Davis was in there taking up space and took the ball away when it went by. Now the ball is tipped out of bounds. Good defensive pressure over there by Wes Swanson. Good effort, but Swanson touched the ball last as he knocked it away from Jack Hunsicker. It'll stay with HTRS. Titans with the basketball. The inbound pass to Brogan Dunlap. Man-to-man defense by Johnson County Central. Hunter Bowling on the left elbow. Gets a pick set there. A screen set by Ryken Davis. He picks up the dribble at the top of the circle. Back to the left side on the elbow to Hunsicker. Hunsicker goes around the defender. Lob pass, puts it inside. Hayden Husky's going to be coming over the back for a foul.
This is Hayden Husky's third personal foul, third team foul for the Thunderbirds.
HTRS basketball. Jack Hunsicker to inbound it. Hunsicker running out of time on the five count. Gets it in. Ryken Davis. Davis, oh, he tried to put some English on it. Wanted to get it out to Hunter Bowling, and instead it comes over to the bench here to Coach Mike Chart. That's not the guy you want to throw the ball to.
Oh.
All right. HTRS down by three. A three could tie it, or a two pull it much closer. 3:41 to go in the third quarter. This is Hayden Husky. Thought about the three. Still wanted to put that up there. Now he's got Jack Hunsicker off his feet a couple times. Husky now dribbles in. A little short two from the left side. No. Rebound. Put back up. Won't go down. Rebound. Follow shot put back by Schuster. The first put back was by Brandon Speckman. He couldn't get it to fall. Then Schuster goes up with a shot and got fouled.
Fouls on Ryken Davis, his third personal 14 foul for HTRS.
Cam Schuster at the line. He's one out of two from the charity stripe. Has 9 points in the game tonight so far. Ready to put up the shot. It is good. He got the roll. That one was in, it was out, and then it was in again. Here's Weber back into the lineup.
Yep. Brandon Vaughn also checking in for the Titans.
Aiden Weber, a 6'1 senior off the bench for Johnson County. Cam Schuster, second free throw is up. It's good. He hit them both. And it's a 1-point ball game. Johnson County Central has pulled back to within one. Here's Dunlap taking it all the way in. Underhanded shot. He'll be fouled. Dunlap finds a way to get himself to the free throw line.
Fouls on
Schuster, I believe.
Yep, that is on Schuster. His first personal 14 foul for the Thunderbirds.
All right, at the line, Brogan Dunlap. He's made 2 out of 4 from the line tonight, has 10 points. This shot is up and short off the front of the rim. The free throws have not been kind to any of the teams tonight in Tecumseh.
There must be something on the wall that's staring or something.
Brogan Dunlap, second free throw. It's in and out. Couldn't get either one of them. And it remains a 1-point lead for HTRS. Johnson County Central, a chance to take the lead back with a two here. Wes Swanson, the freshman point guard, sets up the offense. His pass to Hayden Husky, left side. Back between the rings to Swanson. Husky with a long three that's off. Tipped around. Rebound. Johnson County Central. Then the pass stolen away by Bowling. Outlet pass down to Dunlap. Dunlap feeds to the left wing. Long three left corner. Up off. No good. Shot put up by Hunsicker. Rebound Johnson County Central. Wes Swanson pushes it down the court. Swanson driving layup. Couldn't get it. Collision on the baseline. Offensive foul is going to be called on Wes Swanson. Johnson County coaching staff up pleading their case. Swanson called for the offensive foul on Wes, his first team foul, number 5. 2:43 to go, third quarter, 41-40. HTRS still up by one, but barely. Full court pressure now. Swanson down here harassing Hunter Bowling. A cross court pass finds Hunsicker. He's trapped near the midcourt to Bowling. Oh, underneath the basket. Bowling had two players there. The ball is tipped away by Cam Schuster. Schuster touched and last it went out of bounds. It'll stay with HDRS.
Checking in for Johnson County Central is Jackson Houghton and also Alex Cruz.
Jackson Houghton back into the lineup. Houghton, let's see, we've got him. He's just a sophomore, 5'6". Inbound the pass to Hunter Bowling on the baseline left side. Bounce pass into the corner. An open look over there by Jack Hunsicker. He traveled with the ball. He was so wide open, he shuffled his foot a little bit and ended up traveling.
Went to drive baseline there, picked up his left foot, pivot foot, and travels ball going the other way.
All right. Down court with the basketball for Johnson County Central comes Alex Cruz. He's at the top of the circle, goes to the left wing with his pass. Into traffic, back to Cruz for three from the top of the ring. The shot is up and no. A battle on the floor for the loose basketball. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow. Safe with Johnson County Central. 2:09 to go in the third quarter. HTRS up by one. JCC trying to recapture the lead here. They've had several trips down the floor with an opportunity to do that. Waiting for the inbound pass from Brandon Speckman. Into the corner. Comes back to Speckman. His shot is up. No, but he will be fouled. And will put Brandon Speckman at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Fouls on Brant Leach's third personal. 15 foul for the Titans.
Go ahead and call this one.
All right, Speckman shooting two here from the line. First one on the way. Just rattles out. Checking into the ball game for the Titans is Riken Davis. He gets Brant Leach out. Speckman with the ball. Second one on the way. Rattles out. No good.
Rebound comes down to Hunter Bowling. Bowling, the outlet pass. On the right wing, gets it off to Brogan Dunlap, driving baseline left side, laying up, no, wouldn't go. Riken Davis battling for the rebound underneath, coming out of there with it is Speckman. Speckman down court, Brandon Speckman feeds it to right wing. Houghton, here's a long three, Cam Schuster up and off, no good. Rebound Speckman, he's double teamed, and a whistle and a foul on the baseline is going to be called on HTRS.
I believe it'll be on, it's on Jack Hunsicker, his first personal 16 foul for the Titans.
So the next foul, JCC will be shooting 1-1. Here's Wes Swanson back onto the floor, replacing Aiden Weber for the Thunderbirds. A minute 42 to play third quarter, 41-40. HTRS, we've been stuck on this one-point lead for a long time. I think Johnson County Central has had four, maybe five trips down the floor. Yeah, without any points coming out of it. They've had several opportunities to recapture the lead. Wes Swanson tries to set things up to the left elbow. Long three off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, try for putback by Brandon Speckman. He will be fouled.
Fouls on Riken Davis, his fourth personal, and 17 foul for HTRS.
At the free throw line for Johnson County Central, Brandon Speckman has 3 points. He's 1 out of 4 from the line, a chance to tie it with the first one, and he does. Finally, Johnson County Central ties it up after 5 or 6 trips, trailing by one. Speckman with a chance to put the Thunderbirds back on top. Shot is up. It's good. He hit them both. Brandon Speckman now with 5 points, and now the Thunderbirds lead it, 42-41. It's been a seesaw contest, several momentum switches. Dunlap is double-teamed. The ball is loose. Needs to get rid of it. He'll be called for traveling, and they'll turn it back over to Johnson County Central. Coach Mike Sharp, right in front of our broadcast table, very displeased with that.
Kind of surprised Titans are leaving Riken Davidson with 4 fouls in the third quarter.
This is Wes Swanson with a pass to Cruz on the right wing. Back to Cruz it comes in traffic. Driving Speckman, lays it up and good. Nice move to the basket by Brandon Speckman. Surprisingly, that's only his second field goal of the night. Timeout taken. HTRS with 1:06 to go in the third quarter. Johnson County Central up by 3, 44-41. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. Live from Johnson County Central High School, you're listening to the Bruce State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
6 to go, third quarter, 44-41. Johnson County Central back up by 3. Meanwhile, in Fall City, Conestoga leading Fall City after 3 quarters, 39-33. That game being heard live over on KTNC, AM 1230, 107.1 FM, courtesy of John Nixon. All right, back to live action here. HTRS now trailing by 3, has the basketball. A little more than a minute to go in this third quarter. Brogan Dunlap can set it up to the left side. In the ball game now, Vaughn back in there, who got that three-pointer at the buzzer a while ago. Feeds to Dunlap in traffic, driving, laying up off, no good. Rebound Cam Schuster. Fast break to Swanson down court. He pulls it out. Gives it up to Cruz for an open look three. Cruz off, no good. Rebound. Vaughn, Brendan Vaughn down court. He wants to take it in for a layup. Huge collision, offensive foul. Brendan Vaughn called for the offensive foul.
Yeah, he had a full-headed steam there going into the paint.
That's the 18th foul, but a player control foul. We won't be shooting. Offensive foul. 44-41, 35 seconds to play third quarter. Johnson County Central most likely will play for one here. Cruz, bounce pass, puts it inside in traffic. Back up to Swanson, the freshman point guard. I'm impressed with the job that young man does handling the basketball as a freshman. He's kind of the spark plug that runs this offensive engine here for the Thunderbirds. Swanson at the free throw line and kicks it out to Cruz for an open three. That's up and good. Cruz hits the three. That's his third three-pointer of the night. He's in double figures with 11. 3 seconds. There's a shot at the buzzer. Doesn't go. Try for putback. Doesn't go. And after three quarters, it's Johnson County Central 47, HTRS 41. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Finding quality health care can be challenging. Nemaha County Hospital takes pride in providing a high level of care and information to their patients. With a caring, qualified staff, warm, welcoming atmosphere, and beautiful state-of-the-art facility, Nemaha County Hospital is where to turn when you or a loved one needs care or information of one's health. Your Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn provides quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3.
Well, after three quarters of play, Johnson County Central has retaken the lead, 47-41. We move into the fourth quarter. HTRS will have the basketball. The inbound pass comes into Hunter Bowling. Looks at a man-to-man defense now from Johnson County Central. Hunter Bowling finds Jack Hunsicker. Hunsicker goes to Dunlap, driving underneath. Dunlap tried to feed it into the corner. He was looking for Brant Leach. Leach for three. Rebound Dunlap, knocked out of his hands by Wes Swanson. Swanson is not only a good little ball handler as a freshman on offense, but he's very active defensively here for the Thunderbirds. Inbounding the pass, Jack Hunsicker into traffic, Bowling. Rankin Davis, shot is up, Davis, oh, point blank, right under the bucket. Davis couldn't get it to fall. He had a couple of defenders hanging on him, to be fair. Wes Swanson, down court. Cruz for three from the left wing, got it. Alex Cruz has found the mark. That's his fourth three-pointer, three of them here in the second half. 50-41, the lead is 9. HTRS needs a basket. Ball tipped around, driving in, layup off the glass, up and good. Nice move to the bucket by Jack Hunsicker. He's in double figures with 10 points. Timeout HTRS, 7:06 to go in the ballgame, 50-43. Johnson County Central up by 7. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Andy Gatulin, that's Dalton Knippelmeyer over there. Dalton, 7:06 to go. I get the feeling this thing isn't over yet.
Oh, no, it ain't even close to over yet.
Well, it goes back and forth. We can see another 20-point swing.
All right.
Johnson County Central has the basketball with a 7-point lead, under 7 minutes to go. Wes Swanson sets it up. There's Cruz trying another three, and he got it. That one rattled around for a while before it dropped for him. Cruz has 5 3-pointers now. What do we...
Ball
turnover here gives it right back to Johnson County Central. Boy, I looked down for a second. Here we go.
We'll see.
JCC with the basketball, top of the key. Wes Swanson just holds the ball for a minute. Suddenly a 10-point lead here, courtesy of the 3-point shots over there by Alex Cruz to start this fourth quarter. He popped in two of them. Now Houghton gives it up again to Swanson. He'll launch a three. It's in and out. And the rebound to Hunter Bowling. You got to wonder, with a 10-point lead, how bad do you need to keep shooting threes here?
Right.
Now handling the ball is Dunlap. Brogan Dunlap, the 6-foot sophomore, into the paint, driving, laying up and good. Boy, he did a good job working between.
Well, like that, I don't think a 10-point lead is 8.
Yeah, he's got 12 now for Dunlap. The lead is back to 8, 53-45, with 6 minutes to play in the game. 6 minutes to go, it's an 8-point ball game in what we've seen go back and forth in a seesaw contest. Johnson County Central under the basket, almost out of control. Houghton feeds it to Swanson. Swanson free throw line in trouble, needs help now. Gets it to Cam Schuster, who comes out to help out. Off to Cruz, back up top to Swanson. Johnson County Central, they can afford to slow things down here a little. They've got an 8-point lead, 5:35 to go. HTRS seems to be content to let them just dribble it around out here. Back out is Swanson. He backs it up to Jackson Houghton. Houghton feeds it in. Oh, the pass got through Cam Schuster's legs, but is stolen back by Alex Cruz. Cruz across to Swanson. Johnson County Central avoided disaster there, an opportunity that got away from HTRS. Cruz thought about another three, didn't he?
Yeah.
Swanson backs it out. Well, he's been hitting them. It's hard to argue with success when they're going down, but we're at the five-minute mark now to play. An 8-point ball game. Jackson Houghton handles the ball, the sophomore right elbow. He passes back to his teammate, Wes Swanson. Swanson dribbles down the avenue, goes between the defenders, kicks it up to Alex Cruz, back to the near side. Houghton, Cruz very nearly went across the midcourt line. Now here's Swanson, right side, Houghton. He'll launch a three from the right side that's off, no good. Safe from going out of bounds. Great defense underneath. Getting that thing saved under there was Keegan Jones. Flips it back to his teammate, Cruz, who gives it up to Swanson. 4:24 to go. They ran a full minute on this possession. Again on the right side, Houghton with the ball, a cross-court pass. Goes down with it, driving lay-in. Swanson found the seam. Wes Swanson found an opening down the left sideline on the baseline, took it in. There's a lob pass to the corner. Underneath it goes Dunlap, shot up. Boy, that was a quick answer by HTRS as Dunlap dropped it in. He's got 14 now, I believe, and I've got him for.
HTRS probably going to have switched man-to-man here if they're going to. They have.
They're switching up to the man-to-man into the corner. Cruz for three, no. Rebound, HTRS coming down with the ball. Brant Leach. Bowling in traffic, out of control. They reached in on him, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on Wes Swanson.
That is Swanson's second personal foul, 16th foul for the Thunderbird.
Next foul, the Titans will be shooting 1-1.
And Brandon Speckman also came back in for Jackson Houghton here.
All right, 3:43 to go in the ball game. They feed it underneath. Dunlap with a shot up and good. What a job. Caught the ball and shot it all in one motion. Back to a 6-point ball game. HTRS battling right back into it. A lot of time left. 3.5 minutes to play. Wes Swanson trying to preserve this 6-point advantage here for Johnson County Central at home tonight. HTRS gave Pawnee City a heck of a run last night. Here's a driving underhanded lay-in up and good by Keegan Jones. He has 6 points. Tuesday night, they played Pawnee City tough. Tonight, they're giving HTRS all they want. Underneath, shot is up. Off, no good. That shot put up by Brant Leach. And the rebound comes down to Cam Schuster. Outlet pass to Wes Swanson. Under 3 minutes to go now. 57-49. It's an 8-point Johnson County Central lead. Swanson on the left wing. Could have taken a shot there, but didn't want to. Bryken Davis comes all the way out to cover Swanson near the midcourt circle. Now they run the weave over to Cruz around the horn to the right side. Underneath, all alone, off the glass, up and good is Alex Cruz. Cruz is having himself a ball game. I'll add him up here in a minute. 15, 17, I think he's got 19 points right now. There's a pass in the corner, too tall for Brant Leach. Got away, a turnover. I think we're going to have a timeout taken on the floor with 2:25 to go. It's a 10-point ball game. Johnson County Central up 59-49. Timeout HTRS. Don't go away. We'll be back in 30 seconds with the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson County Central High School. The Johnson County Thunderbirds leading HTRS by 10 now, 59-49. 2 minutes, 25 seconds to play here in regulation. In what's been a quite a seesaw contest, 14-12 HTRS after one quarter. HTRS led at 33-32 at halftime. It was 47-41 JCC after three. And now a 10-point lead. This is the biggest lead of the ballgame, I think, for either team with 2:25 to go. Johnson County has the lead and the basketball. The inbound pass comes in to Cam Schuster, and now Wes Swanson will very casually bring the ball up court. Dunlap comes out to challenge him, running the weave, taking time off the clock at the top of the circle. Cruz feeds it underneath. Speckman goes in for the layup. He will be fouled on the baseline by Brant Leach.
That is Leach's fourth personal foul, 19th foul for HTRS.
At the free throw line for Johnson County Central, Brandon Speckman. Free throw is up and good. Brandon Speckman has now hit 4 out of 7 from the line. He's in double figures, has 10 points in the ballgame. Speckman has just put his team up by 11 with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Brandon Speckman, a 6'3 senior, launches the second shot. It's up and it's good also. He got them both, a pair for Brandon. 61-49, the lead is 12. Dunlap in trouble. To the left side to Hunsicker, in traffic, Bowling. Bowling feeds it, baseline left side, shot up and good. Very quickly on the left side is Brant Leach. He's got 12. 61-51, the lead is back to 10, under 2 minutes to go now. A minute 49 on the game clock. Brandon Speckman dribbling the ball up to Cruz, top of the key. Around the horn it goes. Left wing over on the left side of the basket. Swanson, he brings it back up between the rings. Dunlap comes out to chase him. He finds Cruz. Cruz to the right side, Speckman. Keegan Jones handles the ball. Here's Keegan Jones driving lay-in. Up and good. Keegan Jones with 8 points in the ballgame. Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game scoring recap. We'll let you know how your favorite player did tonight. We'll have all the rundown of the individual scoring for you. Here's a pass on the baseline underneath, a whistle and a foul before any shot was put up.
Fouls on Alex Cruz, his second personal 17 foul for the Thunderbirds. Puts the Titans at the line shooting a 1-1. It's Brogan Dunlap at the line.
Dunlap has made 2 out of 6 from the line so far tonight. Here shooting 1-1 for the Titans. The shot is up. It's off. Won't go. The ball goes out of bounds off of Wes Swanson. Titans will get the ball back. Down to a minute 14 to play, though, and it's a 12-point Johnson County Central lead here at home now, up by 12 over HTRS. Titans with the basketball. right ball. They'll inbound it. Wes Swanson comes up with the steal. Nice job by the freshman. Got the steal across the timeline, goes Swanson. 12-point ball game. We come up on 1 minute to play. Cruz holds it out on the right elbow. Titans don't look like they're going to come out and foul, realizing they're down by 12. Oh, pass under to Cruz. Cruz all alone, lays it off the glass. He's got two of those in the last minute here. Now down court comes Dunlap, has the ball stripped away. At the free throw line, Cruz gives it to the left side to Swanson, to Schuster. They try to foul Schuster. He takes it in for a driving layup, doesn't get it, but he'll be fouled. I'm not sure there's much point in fouling here. That's kind of an exercise in futility when you're down by 14 with 40 seconds to play.
Foul there was on Hunter Bowling, first personal, 10-team foul.
Cam Schuster at the line. He's 3 out of 4 from the line, has 11 points tonight thus far. Free throw is on the way. It's up. It's good. Schuster with 12 in the ball game now. It appears Johnson County Central is going to get back above 500. They came in here 7-7 on the year. Coach Kirk Ferris cleaning the bench here now. There's Jack Waring into the lineup. Let's ID all these players. Danny Carmani Wong got in. Also checking in Sergio Velez into the ball game. Jackson Houghton onto the floor. Now for HTRS, we're going to see Jonathan Cook into the game. Alex Kozel onto the floor. Coach Sharp substituting here. The officials giving them a chance to sort this out. They got 6 players out there right now. All right, now they'll come in. At the line, Cam Schuster. 2nd of 2 free throws coming up. Looks to the basket. Shot is on the way. It's up. It's short off the rim. Schuster got his own rebound. Gives it up to Houghton. Houghton to the right side under the basket. Shot is up. Schuster. No whistle and a foul. We're going to put Schuster right back to the line. Foul is on, did he say 21?
It's on
12.
Emmett Grothar.
Well, Grothar, okay. All right. Emmett Grothar. At the free throw line, Schuster shooting 2, short off the front of the rim. Cam Schuster was doing all right. He made 4 in a row after missing his first one, but now he's missed 2 here in the final minute. Cam Schuster, yet another attempt coming for the senior. This shot is up. It's good. He hit that one. Now into the ballgame for Johnson County. Aiden Weber back onto the floor. We're down to 33 seconds to go. 67-51. This was a lot closer ball game than this final score is going to indicate when they put it in the paper. Handling the ball for HTRS, Jonathan Cook. Here's a long 3. Kozel rebound. Try for follow shot. Put up by Brogan Dunlap, and he'll be fouled. Foul is going to be, I think, on Houghton. Jackson Houghton called for the personal. At the free throw line will be Brogan Dunlap. He has made 2 out of a bunch. 2. First one is up and off, no good. He'll get another attempt here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's 2 out of 6 from the line. This one's up and good, making now 3 of 7. 20 seconds to go. Kongwani Bong down into forecourt. Danny hands the ball to the left elbow. Baseline deep left side. A cross-court pass. Houghton with the ball. Tries to drive the baseline. He's trapped down there. Almost got tied up. 5 seconds to play. Danny Kongwani Bong on the dribble. A cross-court to Jack Waring. Waring with the ball. There's the buzzer in the ball game. Your final score tonight, Johnson County Central 67 and HTRS 53. And as we said, a game that was much, much closer than this final score tonight is going to indicate. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we invite you to join us for our post-game scoring wrap-up. We'll give you a complete rundown of all the numbers after this 2-minute timeout. You've been enjoying the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Frontier Bank provides you with services which help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with Frontier Bank, you're investing in your community. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson County Central High School. Our final score tonight, Johnson County Central, a 14-point win over HTRS, 67-53, your final. It was a hard-fought contest here with...